Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast, Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you downloaded us from. This is the B segment, where, as I understand it, this is 963B, and we have a wonderful guest for you. It's a subject that's close to probably all of your hearts. It is to mine. That is, how do you garden as you get older? The Lifelong Gardener is Toni Gattone's book. I may have mispronounced her name, but it's G-A-T-T-O-N-E. You can get it on Amazon. The Lifelong Gardener, How to Make Gardening Easier on Your Aging Body. So, Toni, I take it you're not 25 anymore.
Correct. Well past that.
And,
I'm 71.
And this is a program that is the Lifelong Gardener, is something you picked up from your practice and the practice of others around you in Marin. Is that right?
Correct. Correct. I inherited a lot of things from my mother. Her bad back was not the best thing that I got from her. And that really took me to write this book and go out on the speaking circuit with adaptive gardening.
And what do you mean by adaptive gardening?
Well, adaptive gardening is a way of helping gardeners who love to garden, but they might be experiencing some physical discomfort, bad backs, bad knees, sore shoulder, that is aggravated when they're gardening. And so some gardeners may think that they may have to give up their favorite hobby. Adaptive gardening comes at it from the standpoint, there's always another way to get it done.
And when you say another way to get it done, one of the things you did in this book was put in a bunch of tools. Now, this isn't only meant for us who are over the age of 65 or 70. There are some tools that make gardening more fun at all ages that you go through.
Well, most definitely. We have millennials that have physical issues. We've got people that are in wheelchairs. So it's not age specific, but because there's such a huge population of baby boomers that are becoming seniors, and that's my age bracket, that's the age that I'm writing to. The tools that are in there can be done by anyone. And I specifically wanted to identify some tools that people can adapt for pennies on the dollar, because seniors are often on a limited budget.
So there's all sorts of things that they can do. Why don't you give our listeners an example of some of the things they can do on a limited budget, change the tools to make them more effective for them?
Well, sure. If, for example, they have arthritis in their hands or they have decreased muscle strength, just holding on to a trowel can be challenging. So what they can do is go down to their local bike store, see if the bike owner, the shop owner, can give them an old bike grip that maybe they were going to throw away, and wedge that onto the handle of the trowel. It's going to immediately make that tool easier to grip because it's going to be cushier and larger than it was before you added and adapted the grip.
And so that might be at a bike store. And give us another example, because that's such a neat one.
Sure.
That instead of holding on to the metal and a narrow metal, you're holding on to a softer grip and it's a larger grip. So you don't have to squeeze quite as tightly.
Exactly. Something else that they can do, is go to their local hardware store and get a piece of PVC pipe and have them cut it so that it's waist high. and have them cut it so there's a little bit of a diagonal on the side. That's optional. But what they can then do is plant seeds in their garden without bending over. So you're using the PVC to create a little furrow in the soil, and then you go back and you drop a seed, move it a couple of inches, drop another seed through the PVC pipe, move it, drop another seed, and then cover up the soil with the PVC.
So what you're
never
hearing,
having to bend over.
What you're hearing, I want to remind our listeners, they're listening to Tony Gattoni, and I'm mispronouncing her last name, I'm sure. It's
G A T T. That's correct.
G A T T O N E. And the book that she has written is called The Lifelong Gardener. And it really is a garden with ease and joy at any age. It's published by Timber, TIMBER Press. And at least on my Amazon, it's quite available. So, what you're hearing is how some of the neat tricks that are in the book that you can do. So we've heard about a bike handle for pennies and PVC to make sure you can drop seeds easily. Now, a lot of gardening is weeding and watering and kind of what I would call the joy of seeing things grow every day, but it's taking care of the soil. Tell us some more secrets, if you will, about that.
Well, for example, just staying on the tools, I found a great no-bend weeder. And I found it at the Gardener Supply website. And it's just, you can stand up, place this instrument over your weed, pull up on an easy lever, and then you can actually toss that weed into a debris can. So you're combining doing your maintenance out in the garden and having a little basketball practice at the same time.
There's
sorts of really fun tools.
Now, say, what's that like? I mean, I'm missing how you do that. Tell me how you do that again.
Okay, so it's a long tool that's about waist high to the ground, and it's got four metal grippers on the bottom of it. So as you press down on a weed and you move a lever, these four metal grippers will pick up that weed, and then you can toss that weed into a debris can.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona Assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
That's really a clever tool, isn't it? And where's it available? You said
Gardener Supply website.
Gardener's Supply website. Now, so a couple things. When a senior is buying a new tool, what should they be looking for? Are there any key points?
Dr. Roizen, that's such an important question, because the most important thing is that they look for comfort. We all know that a pruner is the number one tool that gardeners use in the garden. They use that pruner more than any other tool. So it's critical that that fit their hand perfectly, which means you can't buy it online. You have to go to your local store, hardware store, nursery, and you have to ask the owner of the store if you can take various pruners out of the packaging so that you can feel it in your hand. You know, maybe you're a lefty or a righty, or you've got a large hand or a small hand. I don't even try to recommend pruners to people because they've got to know. There's so many ones on the market, and they've got to hold it in their hand to know what's going to be comfortable for them. On the other hand, I feel it's important with a pruner to buy the best quality that your budget can afford. Because if you're spending more for a tool, you're going to take better care of it. And, you know, and that includes, you know, sharpening it. When you buy a new tool, buy a tool sharpener so that it's ready to go. Anytime you go into your tool shed, you're ready to go with a sharp instrument.
Now, quality and cost are not equal. So one, as you said, try
no.
it. Are there any tips on which ones are, how do you, is there anything you can do to talk to your friends and others about what quality they like in their tools?
Of course. That would be the first place to start, is talk to your friends. What brand and what model? You know, I'm a fan of the Felco pruners, but Felco alone has probably, I think, 25 different models that are available. So the one that works for me may not work for you. There's other great brands on the market, ARS, Corona. I mean, I could go on with the list. But the point is, comfort comes first, and then quality comes second. And with that, you could pay. I mean, there's pruners out there that are $100. Not that you have to do that, but find the best quality that fits your hand the best and fits your budget. But just don't expect to pay $12 and think it's going to be a good pruner. You're going to have to spend more than that.
So now, one of the questions we received when we tweeted that we were going to talk to you was someone who said, I have to get down on my knees and do some of the gardening. And they said, it's tough for me to get up. Is there anything easy for me to figure out a way of getting up easily? Is there a tool that helps you do that?
Absolutely. And it's one of my favorite tools. It's called a reversible kneeler seat. And I like it so much, I have three of them.
Say it again. A reversible... What's it called again? A reversible
kneeler seat, so that you can sit on it, and then you reverse it upside down, so that you can kneel on it, and those handles, you can push down on those handles in order to get up, and it works like a charm. Doesn't matter what the brand is. There's some great reversible kneeler seats out there that can be used for when you're in the garden. But here's what I would suggest, Michael, is to get yourself, instead of gardening on the ground, whenever possible, try to garden up by, instead of having raised beds that are 6 inches off the ground, get those raised beds up to waist high. And then you can use your reversible kneeler seat to sit down next to the elevated raised bed, or you can stand up. And it's a great way to garden.
We're talking.
You've got a bad back or bad knee.
We're talking with Tony Gattone, Gattone, whose book is, whose book is called The Lifelong Gardener. Gardener, Garden with Ease and Joy at Any Age. And as you can tell, it's a book that is full of tricks and twists that make it much more fun to continue your, especially if you love it, your loving and your passion, no matter how old you are. And it even makes things, I think, easier when you're younger so that you don't get all the bad. bad back. So it's a really clever and neat book. Tony lives in Marin County and is a member of a group of elderly people, meaning over the age of 60, I would guess, who garden together and share stories in Marin. This book is full of just wisdom. The Lifelong Gardener, Garden with Ease and Joy at Any Age by Tony Gattone, G-A-T-T-O-N-E. Tony, thanks very much for coming on the Owner's Manual radio podcast. Thank Randall and Justin for engineering, but especially thank our listeners for downloading us. Do rate us. Do tell others about us. 50,000 of you a week can't be all wrong. So thanks very much for continuing to download our podcast. Thank you, Tony, and we'll be back next week. This is episode 963B, The Lifelong Gardener. Thanks again.